Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Hi, Brianna. I have a, on 11/18, I had a charge of $39.87 placed on my bank card, which I did not make or receive any product.
Can I get your zip code so I can pull up your account?
91710.
And your first and last name?
Lisa Harrell.
I'm sorry?
Lisa Harrell, H-A-R-O.
And that zip code was 91710?
Correct.
Okay, ma'am, I did find that account, and for security purposes, can you verify your address?
10727 7th Street, Chino, California, 91710.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here that on the 20th of October, you took a survey or entered a contest for a chance to win an Instapot. By doing that, it automatically enrolled you into our Bite-Tub Meal Planner app, which provides you with meal plans and recipes to help you cook better and eat better. That's why you're charged $39.89. What if I can make that $20 a month for you?
I didn't order that. I don't know what that was, or I did not get that or order it. I don't know what it is.
So you don't remember taking a survey for a Instapot, ma'am?
Nope.
Okay, ma'am. So could anyone else in your household could have took that survey?
No.
Okay, ma'am. So what I can do for you is go ahead and get you transferred over to our fraud department where you can continue discussing the charges with them. I do want to inform you that we do take fraud very seriously, and once they find
out... Yes, I do. I'm already doing this with my bank. My bank's already doing it, too. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment so I can get you transferred over. Okay, ma'am, I'm getting you transferred over to my fraud department if you give me one moment, and I thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much. Meal planning. Maybe now we would need it, huh? She said it's for meal planning. Something of a survey that was done.